Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, I want to say it again. I want you to understand me. Jesus is the head. We are the body. The head carries out its plan and its orders through the body. The body has the same authority, the same standing that the head has. One great hindrance to the body of Christ, and I trust you to understand the way I say it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Believer's Authority. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
There's a little old lady down in Texas, just a little old widow woman, bless her darling heart, didn't have a thing to wear much, just lived in a little old house by the side of the road on a little pension. And she got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost in a little full gospel church. Actually, this church was a holiness church. Holiness people believe in separation from the world, and they were right mainly in that. They may be wrong in a few little areas, but mainly. And they separated themselves from the world, but now they got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost, got to talking in tongues. They called them holy rollers, and people would meet her on the street, and even their friends would sort of shun her because she's in with those holy rollers. Used to call them holy rollers and tongue talkers, you see. And they believe in living holy, you know. And these holiness people didn't believe in going to shows, you know. And so here she started down the sidewalk one day. Ordinarily people wouldn't talk to her. But she's all dressed up, got her hat on. Women wore hats in those days. And that little old soul, about 79 years old, little old beautiful little white-haired woman, all dressed up, just to prance and down there like she's a king, which she really was, going to church, you see. And so this person saw her, you know. One of her neighbors met her on the sidewalk and said, "Well, where are you going all dressed up?" "Why," she said, "I'm going to the show." "Going to the show? This is a true story." "Yes," she said, "I'm going to." "I didn't know you believed in going to the shows." "Well," she said, "I didn't say I'm going to the worldly show." She said, "I'm going to the show." She said, "The Bible said that in the ages to come, hallelujah, he's going to show. That's the show I'm going to." And I'll tell you the truth about it. That's the only show we ought to be interested in. Read and tell the truth about it. That in ages to come, he might show. Notice that seventh verse. That in ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So she is all dressed up going to the show. Glory to God. Well, we're on our way there too. That in the ages to come, in the ages to come, in the ages to come. Brother, that's deep. I don't know what all that involves, but I'm going to be in on it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Hallelujah to Jesus. Making a show of them openly. He made a show of these principalities and powers. Triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Now you see, the apostles' words were here correspond to the elevation of the Son above his enemies, as mentioned in the book of Ephesians. He's stressing the Father God working on the active overthrowing of hostile powers and defeating Satan. In Ephesians, he points out that the Son is seated above these powers and has the authority of the throne of God. Right here is where the church has failed. Listen carefully. I want to repeat that. I said in Ephesians, he points out that the Son is seated above these powers and has the authority of the throne of God. And right here is where the church has failed. They've seen that Jesus is the supreme head of the power of the church, but they fail to see that the head is wholly dependent upon the body for carrying out his plans. That we, as the body of Christ and as the church, are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and that his exercising the authority over the powers of the air have to be through the body. Hallelujah. Now we can understand as never before what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 18:18, talking about the church, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now what does that mean? That just means heaven's going to back you up in whatever you do. I like the 20th century translation of this thing. It makes it clear. It said, whatsoever you refuse on earth shall be refused in heaven. Whatsoever you allow on earth shall be allowed in heaven. See, things happen because we allow it. Are you listening to me? Amen. That's exactly why it happened. You see, what things ever you loose, King James translation, bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What things you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, that's using authority upon the earth. Sometimes when praying about some loved ones, you know, like my father-in-law here, but others who have been near death, the Lord has said to me, whatever you say about it, I'll do it. Well, I've asked him sometimes to give them a few more years, anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And he's done it every single time I ask him to. Praise God. Now, we need to wake up. And we need to start believing what the Bible says is ours. We must cooperate with the Lord in the earth. Now, the idea that God is a tyrant is nothing but ignorance. We have our part to play. And he really can't carry on his work without us. We talk about, well, I can get along without, the Lord can't get along, or he can get along without me, but I can't get along without him. No, you're wrong about that. That'd be just like you saying, now my head can get along and can live without my body, but my body can't get along without my head. No, you need one another. He's the head, we're the body. Can you see that? We're dependent upon one another. Your head is dependent upon your body to carry out your commands and your authority. You get ready to go home, your purse is sitting there on the floor, your head sees that, your eye sees it, your head tells your hand, pick up your purse. But if there's something happened to your body and it's paralyzed, you can't pick it up. And your head then is left helpless. And I think that's the trouble a lot about the head. Christ is so helpless because we, through our wrong thinking, have paralyzed the body of Christ sometimes through wrong preaching. Have paralyzed the body of Christ, so to speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we can't do this. We don't have that. We're so weak. We'll never make it. You see, and said the wrong thing. Well, let's start saying what the Bible says about us. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? We must cooperate with the Lord in faith. The Lord is hindered in his mighty plans because his body has failed to appreciate the deep meaning of his exhortation and the fact that we are seated with him right now at the right hand of the Father. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I want to say it again. I want you to understand me. Jesus is the head. We are the body. The head carries out its plan and its orders through the body. The body has the same authority, the same standing that the head has. One great hindrance to the body of Christ, and I trust you can understand the way I say it, is that we've had too much cross religion preached. That's only a part of it. That's not the whole story. And we've sung, "Keep me near the cross." Thought we stand near God because we're near the cross. No, you stay near the cross and you're in the place of defeat and death. Are you hearing me? Go by the cross, but don't stay there. Don't camp there. Don't stop there. Come on to Pentecost and get filled with the Spirit. Don't stop there. Don't live there. Come on over into the epistles and find out what happened to you. That you're raised together with him and that you're now seated with Christ. That you're risen and that you're seated with Christ. That's the thing that'll give you victory. That's the thing that'll give you victory. Not keeping me near the cross. See, there's too much death preached to the church. Well, somebody said we need to die to self. No, we don't. I need to correct that while we're at it. I want you to see something here real quick. See, we try to make the Bible fit our theological terms. Now, listen to what the Bible says. We need to crucify the flesh, but the flesh is not self. We call it that, but it isn't. Now, notice, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's talking about the man on the inside, the real man. One translation said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, there's a new self.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Stirred Up to Pray. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Forget Not. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, Knowing What Belongs to Us. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, hon, people, when we're out traveling, you know, or maybe I'm just out, you may be shopping and I may be sitting out on a bench. People come up and they know and they ask and they say, well, where can we find out about you? Where can we get material? Where can we find out about you? And so where can people find out about us?
We're just kind of everywhere, aren't we? If you go to rhema.org, you can watch Rhema Praise. You can watch our church services, our conferences on rhema.org. You can also read the Word of Faith magazine, our daily devotions, articles, and then we have a Rhema USA app.
Yes.
So if you'll go.
For iPad, iPhone, Android, Google Play.
That's
now,
right.
Now, conferences, some of the conferences
are paid
conferences.
That's
now,
right.
They will not be on there.
No.
Because it's the people pay to get there, and it's not fair for somebody else to get it.
That's right.
So I don't believe it. But other conferences like Winter Bible Seminar, Camp Meeting, other things like that, they're not paid conferences. We just take up offerings, and they will be on there.
That's right.
They will be on there.
And we live stream at rhema.tv. Our services on Sunday and Wednesday are live streamed. That's 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at night on Sunday. So, 7 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, 7 to 8. Hour of power, I call it.
That's right. And we're on Facebook Live. You can listen to Rhema for Today and our radio
at rhema.org, yeah.
Yes. And we have a Roku channel.
Yeah, if you have a Roku, a lot of people have a Roku. And we have the Rhema USA channel there. And right now they're saying that we got about 57,500 subscribers, so praise the Lord. And also at rhema.org, there is a link there that will send you our online bookstore, all of our material, our CDs, DVDs, all of our books and so forth and so on that are right there. Just go to rhema.org, you can find it all. You can find out about the school, you can find out about anything about
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. Have a great weekend.